Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
We have a red-bellied woodpecker in the neighborhood. It's hard to say how long it'll stick around, but I've managed to get a good look at it a couple of times. I suspect that most North Dakotans are not familiar with this woodpecker. It's a bit smaller than a flicker and has black and white stripes across the back. The most obvious characteristic is a bright reddish-orange cap and nape on the males. Females have the red only on the back of the head. That red'll catch your attention, and the one I've been seeing is obviously a male. The name Red Belly didn't make any sense to me because from what I could see, the belly was a creamy brown. However, although it's not always readily observed, the belly often has a faint tint of red. North Dakota's on the edge of the range of the red-bellied woodpecker. Cornell University's All About Birds website shows the red-bellied woodpecker as a permanent resident in eastern United States, roughly eastward of a line from central Minnesota, southward to Texas, with a little more westward limit in the southern plains states. Robert Stewart's Breeding Birds of North Dakota from 1975 notes the species is an accidental breeder in the state, with a definite breeding record from 1939 near Mandan. Single adults are also recorded during 3 years in the 1960s along the James River in Stutsman County. The revised checklist of North Dakota birds by Carl Fannis and Robert Stewart lists the species as rare for all seasons except for the summer, where it's listed as an occasional. Red-bellied woodpeckers feed on insects and other invertebrates. They're also fond of acorns and fruit such as that from hawthorn and mountain ash. If you're interested in attracting them to your yard, they're fond of suet, sunflower seeds, and peanuts. Unsalted, please. So as you might expect, they're cavity nesters. However, they're not picky. Several sources note that they prefer any partially decayed stub. So woodlands with oak and some old decadent aspen or cottonwood should be good habitat for these birds. So keep an eye out for these interesting woodpeckers in your area. They're colorful and interesting to watch. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.